ברוך השם, רודין ערב שביס, במצווה, שתית גיבירי כויח, אויסי דבורוי, זה the people that keep במצווה פון שביס. במצווה פון שביס, has a lot of הלוכס and פרוטים, and also that's all they will see as different מנהוגים, as ירושלים and בני ברק. And there's a lot of machleikasim, a lot of yisaydisdik and machleikasim, and all different anogis and shvis, how to filter. And I want that with the shiurim we could build up all the halachas lemaisa, what you have to do, and to know what are the shittas, and what is the chumras, and what is the anogis toivas. We have to know in shvis, is three groups of halachas that we'll have to go do. There's one group of halachas that is called avodas karka. The isurim from avodas karka is to plant, to water plants, to cut off the fruits, to wash your hands with grass. There's all different halachas that are called isur avodas karka. It could be in a soda, it could be in a plant in the house. This is the first, is the isur zriye harishe. And then we have Isurim Deirais and Isurim Derabbanan, Toldes, Oves, like we have in Shabbos. This is called Isur Avodas Karka. This is one group. The second group of Alochas is the Alochas of Kedusha Shvis. And Shvis, forget about if it's Asur to do it or not, what grows in Shvis becomes Kodesh. And in these Zachen, some Zachen become Asur Be'achile, Derabbanan Be'Deirais. And you can't go and buy where you want. Some zachen, even if you're mafresh to Muslim Isis, it's also be'achile. Some zachen are only kodosh, and when you finish, you can't throw away the peels. You can't throw over the leftovers. You're not allowed to do with it what you want. This is the kedusha. In the isur kedusha, the isur schoiro, the isur to buy it and sell it. So then there's a problem how to buy in the stores. Again, we'll see, it's a machlekes, not everything is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, by the Akum, by the Yisrael. We'll go through the halachas. And then the third Isur in Shviz is Shmitas Ksofim. These are the three mitzvahs that we have in Shviz. Shmitas Karka, Shmitas Kedusha Speiras, and Shmitas Ksofim. And Be'etzem, the Psukim bring down all the three parshas, and Shmois, we have the first parsha of Shviz. Person that knows it's a schus for a bacher that is in Eretz Yisrael and he could keep the mitzvah shviz ki ilchoso and the ganze chuban is given al shalei shomru shviz. It says sheish shonim tizra es arzecha vo savta es tvoaso ve ha shviz teshamteno unetashto ve ochlu evyoyne amcho. So teshamteno unetashto. So we have a mitzvah, teshamteno means you have to leave it, you're not allowed to work. And you have to be mafkir the peiros, as another halacha, that the bailim has to be mafkir the peiros. And we'll see what it would be if the bailim was not mafkir. You walk in the street, you see a tree, you're allowed to take of the fruits or not. We'll see all the choshev, talmidei chachamim in Eretz Yisrael that own Shapira Esroegim l'mashal. And Shviz is mafkir, if everyone goes, you take what you want. It's open, everyone takes. We'll see how much you're allowed to take. But this is one parsha. Then we have Behar. This is the name of Nismach HaShmita Lehar Sinai. It's like the part, this is the Chum Parsha's Behar. Vayikra. Also again, the Teir Chayzor Dezal Ve'alochas. Dabar Bnei Yisrael. V'shovso Oretz Shabbos LaHashem. We'll see about this posuk V'shovso is another halacha. So we said three halachas. We said about Shmitas Karka, you're not allowed to work, you're not allowed to water, you're not allowed to plant. Kedushas Peiras, you have to know how to treat the Peiras, to eat them in Kedusha, not to bevaze them. And Shmitas Ksofi. In Parshas Behar, we have one more word. Daber of Yisrael, Veshovso Oretz Shabbos LaHashem. The Veshovso Oretz Shabbos LaHashem, the Rishonim learn Vayna get a lot of alochas. The karka needs to rest. This is one of the alochas on the gear. I don't know if someone should get to Bochrim. Could be yes, could be not. For sure, if you're in Gelait, it's Negev very much. You're renting a house in Eretz Yisrael. Or you own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. Now you have a garden. You have frying neighbors in the garden. They want to water the garden. So you don't want? You tell them no? So they don't listen to you. So what if you have neighbors, Mechal Shabbos? Oyle Rosh, Oyle Shechene, but Chutz from that, it's not your business. It's a mitzvah v'shofso oretz la'Hashem. If it's your land, you're not allowed to that someone else is working, even shaloi b'shlichas. You mechuyev that the oretz b'shoivis. And we'll see the poskim will bring down is a chiyuv to be mafkir yekarka. What if someone, if he chaps it or not, we'll see later. It's a chiyuv, people buy lands for investment. The valet's a whole field. Going in 2 years, they're going, people invest all different places. In 2 years, they're breaking down the house, the val, a fryer yidin there, and they're working in it in Shviz. Another shaila, there'll be negia. In a second, we'll start the aloches keseida. A person has a field. Today, shemodanisha, holding ready the modanisha years, you have as a water, you know, you don't have to touch it. The computer wires it, waters it, it gives it basa daf. You did it already a couple years ago. You have to shut it before Shviz or not. You're not doing no melacha. Shabbos, you don't have to stop it before Shabbos. Now the shaila is, if it's v'shofso oretz, so even if you're not watering it in Shviz, if you have a chiyuv that your land will be resting, and your land, no one will be planting your land, so if you have a water system that is watering your field, could be you'll be mechuyuv. This is the fourth zach. So we have, remember the four things we go do. Shmitas Karka. In Shmitas Karka, we said, it's another halacha, chutz from you isurim. Could be you have a chiyuv, v'shov so oretz. Then it's Kedushas Peiris, and then it's Shmitas Ksofim. Now, Shmitas Karkoes are only noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe some places are smuches to Eretz Yisrael, but it's only noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. Shmitas Ksofim is noyeg all over. Why it's negeh? Again, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to this protein when we get to the next shiurim, but just for a couple minutes, the akdome. It's different areas in Eretz Yisrael. There's a place, Yishuv Bochim don't know about it, but it's called Eilat. It's very out of Eretz Yisrael. For most places, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Now, they call it Arava Dromit. You get it, when Shviz will come, there'll be stores, they're selling things from the Arava Dromit. Rebbe Eliashiv is more maker than that. And that area is Lefi Rebbe Eliashiv and more Poiskim, it's not called Eretz Yisrael. Forget the taste in the beginning of Gittin. What is it? Tchum, Kof Sheli Bavel, Al Mitzrayim. So in these places, they bring vegetables to Eretz Yisrael from there, but maybe it doesn't have Kedusha Shviz. Because the Alochas of Kedusha Shviz are only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. Now we have to know what is called Eretz Yisrael. Shmitas Ksofim is Noeg all over. So let me help Tzachon a little bit to go into the Yesoides. The first Shaila that we have to find out, and this is Negea again to the Tzichufim, Shmita Bezman HaZeh D'Reise or Shmita Bezman HaZeh D'Rabbono. It's Machlekes in the Gemara in Gittin, Shmita Bezman HaZeh D'Reise, Shmita Bezman HaZeh D'Rabbono. בזמן שיובל נויג, שמיטה נויג, בזמן שאין יובל נויג, אין שמיטה נויג. למעשה, we pask in שמיטה בזמן הזה דרבנו. לפי מוס פויסקים שמיטה בזמן הזה דרבנו. Even so that we pask in שמיטה בזמן הזה דרבנו, the chazanishan of the פויסקים started to clear a shaila. And here is a big ויכוח בין פויסקי זמננו. We know, סופק דרבנו לכולה. So בעצם, כמעט 80% of our shailas will say, no, it's a machlekes, sofek de rabbono lekule. Some rabbonim, or maybe some bote midroshes, this is the way they look in Shviz. Sofek de rabbono lekule. So in every machlekes that we'll have in a second, we'll see. Today we're speaking about avodas karka. Today we go buch, avodas karka. The kedushas peiros Shviz, chutz v'mesroigim, are really not noyeg till only a couple weeks into. But the avodas karka is really negeh miyad from after Rosh Hashanah, we have to know the Isurim from Avodas Karka. So we have Sfeikas, we see all different Sfeikas that come in the Poiskim. So the Rabbanon Sfeik, the Rabbanon Lekule. Lemaise, the Chazanish brings down that is a klal, Dovor Sheikori Min HaToiro, even if it's the Rabbanon, it's not so posh that we say Sfeik, the Rabbanon Lekule. Meleval Shviz Ikori Min HaToiro, the Chazanish Nemtzachon, that we don't say Sfeik, the Rabbanon Lekule. In some cases, yes, in some cases, not. More from that is a pasuk in Nehemiah that Klal Yisrael mekabel at themselves b'shvuah chamura to keep shvis. This is the reason the Chazon Ish says not in every suffix in shvis we will say suffix the rabbanon lekule. And we made it. This is the ikar psak that even in different the rabbanons we will be making on every sfeikas and shvis sheikorim min haTorah we much more machmir. And we'll go do. We'll use the tzirufim of shviz bezman hazeh de rabbonon. We'll see when we come to two tzirufim, three tzirufim, shemzamen, rabbi liashiv, and all different echetim zeh nagia bezman hazeh. But we have to know, meikir adin shviz bezman hazeh de rabbonon, aber vali kori midei reise, on izgalgu midei reise, and also the mekabel b'shvur chamura b'yimei yirmiye, b'yimei nechemiye, b'meile we machmer on it much more. Now, mitzad sheini, here's a big vikuach. The smazok that the bracha that Hashem promised to Shemri Shvis, the tzivisi is birchosi, is only if Shvis is deiraisa. Hashem promised Shvis and he promised the bracha. Apol Chachomim decided to keep Shvis today. Say, let them to give a bracha. But the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zok nisma, is not negia bizman hazeh. Hazeh zok nisma. The Chazanish, he's the one that came back to Eretz Yisrael and he's the one that made the milchome and Shvis. He said, when Chazal koyveya, they have a koyach to be koyveya, and they could be koyveya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tzivisi is b'chos. Just the Chazon Ish Tain is that there's a difference. He said that bezman ha-teire, every person that kept shvis, was tzivisi is b'chos. Bezman hazeh, if Lama Zogin, a lot of Klal Yisrael don't keep shvis, they could be mekatreg on the other part, and they will not see the broche. Dainu, it doesn't mean that every person that will keep Shviz will see the bracha. It's a chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Yeah, why I'm saying that? I'm all you treftzach and Shviz, you know, people that are anshe de loy me'aliyah, and they start to argue with you, where is the tzivisi is b'chosi? So the vissin of Shviz, b'zman hazeh de rabbonon, this ma said that's b'chlal not negeah. The ma'isa the Chazon Ish said, and the ma'isa is a lot of stories, of us from Kamemius, that they saw mamash moifsim nifloim, all the shame of Shviz and all of the years never lost. I heard once from Shapira, they have very nice esroigim. So Shviz, Imamish doesn't touch. He doesn't make no money. He says, every year, the year after Shviz, he has such nice esroigim, and he makes the cheshbon, he makes double money. Every year, every Shviz. Shviz, it doesn't work. Nothing. It doesn't touch. It's one of the only ones that Mamish, you know, no patentim, no kules. What's it later? It's all different kules. It's amazing. It's all different ways to skip Shviz. Some people even made up a ganze eta mechira. It's not negia. We'll get to all of these shittas and what. But not getting mesuda. I'm going to listen that lemaise the chazanish. Someone I heard once out of Gadol said, a bracha from the chazanish is eichet ginu. What a bracha the chazanish? The chazanish said it's zayin tzivisi is bichosi. As Bavus Vodor Rachaim HaKodesh says in the posuk, v'chisoyim brum anoichal bashono ashlishi. Hey, loy nizra veloy nesav is tvu aseinu. We will not plant, so we will not have what to eat. V'tzivisi es birchosi. Frank Dorachayim HaKodesh, it's mashma, if Klal Yisrael will be nervous man noichal, v'tzivisi es birchosi. What if Klal Yisrael will not say man noichal? What if they will not say man noichal? Zog Dorachayim HaKodesh, that if a person doesn't say man noichal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will give him a bracha. It's not only chisayim ru man noichal the tzivisi es b'chosi. Just if someone doesn't say man noichal, you know what happens? He plants and nothing grows, only one apple. But from that apple he has enough to eat for the whole shviz. He oichli me'at u'mizborech b'me'ayim. Aber chisayim ru man noichal, you're all nervous, the tzivisi es b'chosi. Tons and tons and tons. And you have to hire workers and trucks and you'll be busy. But a person says, man noichal, you don't have a munet, so you want to see it, you don't trust. Say over the marshal was a yid once, you know, he was living in Kairo for 10 years. After 10 years in Ishgada Parnose, he had gone to work, went out to work, you know, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, 1 million, 2 million. He made it, it was like 10 million, 20 million, Baruch Hashem. Then he had to marry off his daughter, came the first Shidduch, they wanted 3 million. Now, Zagvir, you know, 3 million. He said, in Ishgada Breire, he gave 3 million, made a Shein Chasana. He came back from the Chasana, he tells his wife, you see, it's good I went out to work. I'll stay in Kairo, 3 million I will never have. Unless, yeah, like Kadosh Baruch Hu zok to him, if you would not go out to work, I would make the other side to have 3 million, and they would want your daughter, and they would pay you. So now you work for nothing. You name it, TVC is Bechasi. Have boxes, work the whole day, and you feel that you have. But a man does not be talking on a friendish man, Neichal, so the man he keeps Shvis, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a broch. But why is there Shvis, the besondere mitzvah? So, let me tell you, Shvi'is Be'ezus Hashem Me'ikar Adin starts Midoireise Shvi'is starts Rosh Hashanah. This is Aleph Tishrei. Now, we have to know Be'ikar Adin Shvi'is will start the Isurim, all the Isurim that we're going to learn today, Avoid Askarga, will start in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Gemara says in Ma'ariv Katan is a Din Tosfos Shvi'is. Is the first Mishnah in Shvi'is. Lemaise, I'm not going into the machlekes of poysim because I want this halakha that I'm not so much negeh. Not about if you bought a base amigdash, but stomach will change already, even now. But as halakha lemaishim is sinai, that is a din tais for shviz. Lemaise, lefi ala poyskis maneinu, lemaise, what is kaimelon, that this man has that is no shviz de reise, is no tais for shviz. Tais for shviz are not noeg bizman has. So me'ikar adin, you're allowed to do everything biz Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's the Indian Tosefes to add min ha'kodesh al ha'chol, but it doesn't make really a difference because anyway, before Rosh Hashanah, as yontef, you have to make kabel 2 minutes early. So that 2 minutes that you make kabel yontef early, you anyway will not water your plants and you're not doing nothing. So maybe it's not so negeah. Come in again to shvisa sahoretz. If you have the water running, could we have to close it 2 minutes before shvis? So maybe 2 minutes is Tosefes yontef, as if the other zach is a Tosefes. But the halacha l'moshe misinai that 30 days before Shviz, or what the Mishnah says in Shviz, from Pesach or from Shavuos, is not noeg bezman hazeh. What yes is noeg bezman hazeh? Two halachas. Chazal asked to plant trees 44 days before Shviz. Not because Tosefes Shviz, I want it to be clear. Not because Tosefes Shviz, for a different reason. Because Chazal said like this, it takes 2 weeks till the plant settles on the floor till the klita. Now after that is 30 days. Lo yitzu, you'll do it before Shviz, like a week before Shviz. So legabi shnois orle, next year will be Topshin Samaches, will be the first Shnas Orle. So when to finish Shnas Orle? 3 years later. So people will think, 1 second, the first year was Shviz, second, the guy was Neteya and Shviz. So be alas that he was Neteya and Shviz. So they forced them to plant the trees 44 days before. The mele will be no chash of shviz, because if it's 44 days before, so the mele 2 weeks goes after that it catches. Shloishim yom b'shana choshuv shana. So the first shnas ole will be before. So people will not say that a person planted in shviz. This is one zach. Another zach that is very negeya. Also vegetables, they said not to plant couple days before Shviz. Why? There's another halacha that we'll see that it's called in Shviz Sfichin. This is one of the major problems that goes in Eretz Yisrael. Sfichin, Chazal said, even if you didn't plant in Shviz, if someone plants in Shviz, Chazal asked him. But what if something grew on his own? They grew on their own. Especially today you have these electric things, they just throw them. They grew on their own, no melacha. Chazal asked everything that grew on his own in Shviz, Svichei Shviz Asurim, Gzeire, people will plant, and they'll say, no, it grew. I don't know, I came, I saw it grew. So Chazal asked everything that grew on his own, Gzeire, that a person will plant. So again, if a person will do it a couple days before Shviz, so it will look like it grew in Shviz. So it will look like Svichei. The Melech Chazal asked it. Now, one more thing we have to know before Shvis, that it's been a gamiyat. If a person has a field, I think, and I don't think all of you have fields, but if you have a field, or even if you don't have a field, you have a plant. We'll see soon what kind of plants are chai b'kedusha Shvis. Even things that we'll see in a second, you're allowed to do in Shvis. Everything that you could take here before Shvis, you have to take care before Shvis. Because if you didn't take care of it before Shvis, we'll see in a second what is the halachas, how to feel tzach in Shvis. So, that's when we come into Rosh Hashanah. So I'm saying, I don't think here someone is going to plant really, so it's not so nageya. And we have to know the halacha. Moshe, I got a phone call yesterday. A guy wants to, he has in his field a tree. And he wants to build out. So it's an issue to, you know, to you learn it's maichol, it's an issue to destroy it. But if you take it and you put it somewhere else, a lot of place give a matter. So he wants to take it out and put it somewhere else. But he has a problem now. He didn't realize. So he wanted to know who could do it. If you take it out and you put it, all it starts again. So again, people will say, that was before Shvis. So as an Eitzah, he has to take it with a piece of land. So I'm saying, it's good to know this halacha that could be as an Issur Netiyah, even though there's no taste of Shvis, as an Issur Netiyah before Shvis. Reb Shmuel Zalman brought down, it was Reb Leizer Ginzburger that was mechadish that in the Shechiyonu that we make in Lel Rosh Hashanah to mechaven for the mitzvahs Shvis that we're going to be noyeg over Shvis. So Baruch Hashem, we got to Rosh Hashanah and we're going now to go duch the halachas the isurim from avodas karka. Be'etzem what is meikar nogea to us, it's plants and these kind of things. But we'll go duch mesuder that we'll have all the halachas. That's Hashem. I guess we go after all the halachas, and we have a double shalem b'ilchei Shvis. Is melachas deiraisa and is melachas derabbanan. And there's a lot of nefkeminis later. It's a vision melachas deiraisa and melachas derabbanan. Even in our plants in our house, you want to water a plant, or you have flowers, you want to put in a vase. All these things could be later again. Deiraisa is the isur zriye vektzira, to plant and to cut. Zmire uptzira. So we have six melachas deiraisa: zriye vektzira, zmire veptzira, charisha venetiyah. I will explain all of the melachas what exactly they mean in a second. But these are the six deiraisa: zriye, ktzire, zmire, ptzire, chrishe, v'netir. The rabbonons are all the rest of the melachas. So in a second I will explain what is deiraisa, what is the rabbonon. We'll go to the details to make it clear. It's a chiluk la'aloche, especially b'zman hazeh that shviz the rabbonon, but even could be b'zman ha'teire. So vishen melachas deiraisa and melachas the rabbonon. Melachas deiraisa, you never allowed to do in Shvis. I'll give you an example to make it clear. A person has a plant, in his garden, and someone gave a bang to the plant. The plant fell over. There's no more sand left in the plant. The plant just fell out. So the normal day, you just put it back, you fill it in sand, and nothing happened. You know, a kid taps over a plant, all the sand goes out. When you put it back inside, you're doing other zriye, other netiye. It's a melacha deiraisa. Too bad, you have to leave it to die. Ala moshe, you have to be makpid, not to throw pits in a place that it could grow. So isu zriye deiraisa. Now, isu zriye deiraisa is osur and is no heta. No heta. For no reason, you're not allowed to do it. Every deiraisa and shvis, even bezman hazeh, it's the rabbanon, is osur. Charisha, also. Natiya, also. Later we'll go to the details. The melachas de rabbonon, is this machlekes ashitas, about the ikar ha'aloche will be paskin. Maybe later, after we'll be klar, I'll tell you a little bit chumres to know how to try to be yaitze more shitas. About the ikar ha'aloche, what most poskim hold, all of the melachas de rabbonon, you're not allowed to do in Shvis. But if you need to save the plant, you're allowed to do it. What is saving? I want to make it clear. You have a tree. If you don't water him, he will die. You're allowed to water him. Lemoshel, this will be a different shaila. You have a tree. If you don't water him, the fruits won't get rotten. You're allowed to water it. What would be if you have a nice plant? If you don't water him, he will die. You're allowed to. But what would be if you don't water him, the flowers will not come out? Oh, but it, well, nothing will happen to it. It'll get a little bit smoosh, as a, you know, as I'm sticking on nove. Oh, but next year when you water it, it will grow back. There's no heta to water it in shviz. And this will see, it's a big shmire. Let me explain. This is negea. It's a very big nafkemina. So again, melochis deiraise, we'll try to mefaret, because a person, but a person has to remember every time. If it's a shaila from deiraise, even if his plant will get ruined, he has to leave the plant. Lamosh, I'll give you another case. A person has a nice tree in his garden. Trees are not so much negea to you. Now, someone sat in a tree and mamish broke down. Now, if you don't put it together, you could put it together and it will be fixed back. So get, this could be a melacha d'rabbanan. Because, this is, if you're doing a melacha d'raisa l'moshel, to be awesome. But if you're doing a melacha d'rabbanan, you want to save it, you're allowed to do a melacha d'rabbanan. So the klal is alemol, melachas d'raisa is no heter, melachas d'rabbanan, so it's a loshon in Chazal, k'day to know the loshon. Le'uk me'ilone shori, melachas d'rabbanan, Le'avruye ilone is also. Now, we said in the tree, not only to save the tree, you're allowed to, even to save the fruits. We said to save the flowers, you're not allowed to. Abeluyot, so if you don't water it, the flowers will never be good anymore. Then you're allowed to, because you're saving it. But we said in fruits, you're allowed to save the fruits of that year. Rabbi Yashiv wants to say that if a person has a store of flowers, and by him this is his parnasa, so like you're allowed to save fruits, you're allowed to save flowers, but this is a chidush. If you have such a store, it's a kedai tzefregen. Why I'm saying it's time kedai tzefregen? It's not only that. Lama zongin, a guy comes near yeshiva with a yellow car and he wants to sell flowers, yeah? Now if he, I'm saying, I don't know him personally. Now if he doesn't keep shviz like you have to, it's an isur to buy for him. We'll see, in Shviz, we'll get to these halachas. We can't go keseda. If a person doesn't keep the halachas, you're not allowed to buy from him. It's Messiah, lo ivra avere, it could be if it's a word. It's Chazal Aser. Now, if that person, Lamashon, doesn't know the halachas, and he fixes his field, and he's either he's surim in flowers, I'm not saying that he does it. Chaz v'sholem. So I'm saying, you can't stand by flowers. We'll see in Shviz, you see the flower stores get a heksher here in Eretz Yisrael also. You don't buy flowers without a heksher. Everyone gets heksher. You have to. I'm just saying, why is enough community to know these halachas? So you have to know. It's not in that. The same thing, you will buy a dasim. This year is not so much negea. Next year it'll be negea. You will buy a dasim, a roves. It's not enough. Till now, on the esrogim, you need a heksher. You need a heksher on that dasim next year also. The person worked in it in Shviz is also to buy from him. That rovus need a heksher. So, this is a part of the problem, that all of these things need a heksherim. Now, let me again say the advok. What is called zriya, we know. Planting, taking seeds, putting in the land. Or the same thing, Lamashal, I'll tell you where it could be another nefkemine, and zriya. Well, I want to go every melochet to explain it a bit, to be practical, lemaise, that the halachas will go in. Okay, everyone knows if he has a field, you're not allowed to take seeds and put them in the floor, that's his posh, that's his zriya. The same thing, you have a little plant. So you put little seeds inside, and the plant grows. So if you want to buy a plant for someone in Shviz, so if the guy, you go to an owner, he's not Shema Teiro Mitzvah, so what he does, he planted inside his plant. It's also. So you're not allowed to buy from him. Not only that, if you got a present to plant, you have to throw it away. Kol ha'neiteh b'shviz, ye'oker. Because I'll say, if the person was over, is ye'oker. This is zri. Now, there's another isur, zmire. What is zmire? This is very nagea also for people that have sodas. Zmira is, so I want to speak on the Deraisa and the Rabbana. The Deraisa of Zmira is, you have a tree, we'll start with grass. Shalat is Deraisa, the Rabbana, about grass. So, you know, they have these machines that they go over the whole time, they cut the grass. Why they do it? There's two reasons they do it. One reason, they want the grass to look pretty. Another zach is, the more you do it, the grass grows thicker and heavier. So gishmaker for all the tzrochim from grass. This is a isur melacha deraisa. This is a melacha deraisa. You're cutting it to grow better. If it grows big, it doesn't grow thick. When you're cutting it, it grows better. The same thing if you have a tree. People put like a, you know, live gates, trees around the field. They want to make like a nice gate from trees. So you cut it a lot of times, still it gets thicker. This is a melacha zmira, it's a melacha deraisa. So a melacha deraisa is osur lekule alme. A melacha deraisa is osur, the hainu. We could be the nafkamina, and here you have to ask sometimes a shaila. You have grass that is going very shvach. If you don't cut the grass, they tell you when you bought the new grass, you have to leave it for a while. And every month you have to cut it with that machine. If you don't go with that machine, the grass after a year gets ruined. So if we say it's a melacha deraisa, so then for sure you're not allowed to cut it. Either grass will get ruined, too bad. If it's a melacha derabanan, so then it could be allowed to. Zmira bepashas is a melacha deraisa, maybe you're not allowed to cut the grass. If you're doing it only not because you want it to grow better, but you have to be sure that it's taken up, and you're only cutting the grass because it's too long and you're scared people will fall on it, or because you're scared snakes will come, but you're not doing it for growing it better, then you're allowed to do it. Then you're allowed to do it. It's good to do it on Shikul B'Shinui. These are the Melacha Deraisa from Zriye, Zmire. Now, Midrabanon is also to water the plant. Why? When you water it, it grows better. Not only to water it, you have little stones near the plant. If you take them away, the plant has much better place to grow. You have dirt on the grass. It doesn't grow so good. Now, Chazal said, and here we have to know, a person has grass, and he has dirt inside the grass, and he wants to take away the dirt inside the grass. Like this, the grass will go better. It's an issue to do it. Melacha derabanan. What if he wants to take out the dirt, not because he wants the grass to grow better? Just, you know, he has guests that come in, and the field doesn't look clean. It's also osur be'etzen, because it's nire, that like he's trying to mesado the sode, he has to do it in a way that it's clear that he's doing it only for cleaning it, and not for doing it to grow. Chazal say more from that. Person has a sada and he wants to take out the stones, not because he wants to fix the field. It's also to take away the stones because it looks like he's fixing the field. He has to do it in a way that is a heker. So let me mesader a shtickle. After we know these klalim, what the mice a person is allowed to do in his field, and what a person is not allowed to do in his field. A person is not allowed to, lemoshal, he has a tree, and he wants to dig around the tree. He's not allowed to. He has a sada that normally you plant things in the sada. He wants to clean out the sada. Next year the sada could grow better. It's also to do it. Now, I want to master more from that. The marshal. I saw today a case that it was very nagia. A person wants to build a sukkah in his chotzer. So we got the bachim. You have a chotzer. You want to build a sukkah in the chotzer. Now, if you have a stone chotzer, it's no shayla. Build a sukkah, gizun teret. You have a sada that has some grass and has some things there. So, be'etzem, when you want to build a sukkah, you don't want all these things to be there. So you come, you clean it out, you fix it out, and you build your sukkah. When you're doing it, you're really not doing it because you want the sada to be better. You're doing it partially because you want your sukkah to be better. But lemaisa, you cleaning out the garden is a isur other midiraisa, other midirabbanan to do it. Because you're doing it, this is called charisha. You're metaken the sodah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, what is charish? Person fixes the land to be straight. This is charish. So you're right, you're not doing it. So if you're doing it in a place that no one plants and will never be a sodah, so then avada you're allowed to do it. I saw today, I have a neighbor of mine, a building nearby, he wants to build a sodah, a sukkah in the sodah. So he went yesterday in the morning, he cleaned out the whole place that he could build, that he could put in a sukkah. Because in Shvis he's not allowed to do it. I knew Chazal asserted in a sodah, in a chotzer, that things are growing there. You're not allowed to come and fix the chotzer in Shvis, even if your purpose is not to fix it for Zriya, if it's a sodah showing benes l'Zriya. This is very, again, a lot of deers. You don't think about it now. You'll come then, the marshal, you're right. If you have an apple tree, you will not move the apple tree. But what happens is, the places that you want to put the sukkah, v'derech klal, are all different kind of like, these kind of grass that grow, you know, me'elot. These, you know, all these nice things, yeah, they grow all over. Koitz v'dardot atzmiach loch, the klal of another marisha. Now, these things, be'etzem, are not good for no sodeh. So when you take them out, b'etzem, you're fixing the sodeh. Just normally, you don't bother, you know, it's not your business, the trees are here, it's a garnish. In Shviz, this is the issue to do in Shviz. It doesn't make a difference what is your kavone, you're fixing the field. So if l'marshal, you have a passage that people walk, and you have some of these things growing there, you're allowed to move them away, because then they're disturbing you, and you're not fixing it for charisha. It's muchach that this place is not oymed l'zriya. But if you're handling in a sodeh, you have to be makpitake not to take it out. What? If you never
make it a sodeh again, you just put
boards
over it.
If you never make it a sodeh, well, I don't know, it's, you're staying here forever, you know, the guys later will do it. Now, a lot of times you have a tree that is in the way. You have a passage, and you have a tree that is in the way. Or the marshal and sukkahs. You're planning to build a sukkah. The mice is a tree that is overlapping the sukkah. So mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to cut it because you're not cutting it that you want the tree to grow better. You're just cutting it because it's disturbing you. But you have to know, sometimes if you cut it in the wrong way, it will destroy the tree. But if you cut it in the good way, that it will grow better, you're not allowed to do it in trees. So again, if you could do it before Shviz, you do it before Shviz. If you have to do it b'Shviz, so the poskim can say you have to do it b'Shinu. Now you have to do it in a way that not like nicely mesudah that then it will grow better. Even if your purpose is not to make it to grow better, but if you're cutting it and b'mele it will grow better, b'mele you have to do it. So this is charisha and this is k'tzira. Now, this is Harisha and this is Zriya. There's another Isur Ktsire that is not again now to us in the meantime. The Hainu Ktsire is Be'etzem is the Isur. There's no Isur, I want to make it clear. There's no Isur to go in trees and to pick leaves off the tree. In most places, there's no problem. It's time to chop off. Chalamoid, you're not allowed to. Because in trees, there's no Isur time to pick off leaves off the tree. But if you're not allowed to collect from the tree, Kederech HaBailim. The Hainu. You're not allowed to come to a tree and collect hundreds of apples off. You're only allowed to take how much you need for eating at that time. If you're the Bailim, you're also not allowed to use the same machines that you use during the year. Schach, you're allowed to. Again, if you're a Bailim, Schach, you're allowed to cut. Schach is not a Kedusha Shviz. Now, the issue to take off Peiris is only if the Kedusha Kedusha Shviz. Schach, you're allowed to take off how much you want, but again, you can't cut the tree in a way that it will grow better later. So you have to cut it in a way that it will not look that it will go better later. Now, as another shaila, before we go into plants, it happens in Diras, and this kemat could happen to every bacher. And here's Machlekes from Shem Zaman, is more Mekel. I heard now recently today Rabbi Yashiv is also Shtikel Mekel. There's two big problems in Shviz that are more nogea. I'm saying, b'etzem we could be marich much more on Zriya v'chrisha, but it's not so much nogea to bochim. Only I want that we're left about is nogea to us. When a person, something is disturbing him in the middle of the way, when a place that is for sure not a field, He's allowed to cut it, he's allowed to get rid of it. Just, he's not allowed to do it in a way that it will make the tree to grow better. If it's happening in a place that normally it's a garden, so other asa shaila, there it's not supposed to even to take off different little things. This is when negab etzim to bachrim, negab izriya v'charisha. We'll go next step. A person is doing sponja. That's a soul as a musa, you know, you have a dira, you pour water. Now, where you take out the sponja? So some deers have a hole inside the house. You pick up a plastic zach, and you find a hole, and all the water goes inside there. A lot of deers, you push it to the porch, and the porch has a little hole, and the water goes down straight to the garden. So you're watering in trees. It's no heta. It's no heta to water in trees. You said, you're allowed to, it's going to die. Aber chutzum dem is no heta. So, lekatchila, the poskim say not to do it. Now, but the evet, so like this. In the sponge, they say if you put soap inside, so it's mazik to the plants, so then it's okay. If it's no breire, so, but the evet, like this. If you really want it to grow better, it's also. So, a lot of times a person has a garden. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Chosh Mach with a sponge. You know, he's a begat by the boss, he has a nice whole flowers dalton. You know, he knows Shviz. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the sponge comes. This person has an issue to do it. And he can't say, okay, so now I don't want. Selfish. But we're speaking sometimes there's a dira in the back, who knows what grows there, yeah? The whole jungle is growing here. So the guy doesn't know nafke minet. So again, lekatchila doesn't make a difference. He's watering in Shviz. He's doing a melocha in Shviz. Abaval is enem iskaven, and it's not derech, and it's indirectly. So the poiskim are maker. The same thing, we have every person that puts on an air condition. Today, the metzias, I don't know if you know, but every air condition, somewhere water drips. This is kachas in time. Every time, the water drips somewhere in the air. Now, but there cloud, the water drips in the garden somewhere. So the machmirim, other don't put on the air condition. Or what they do is, I know my parents, the Moshe, when they made an air condition, the only eitzah was, what they do it in the bathroom. So on top of the toilet is like a box, and as a soul you could see the box. So what they do is a lot of places, they put it into that box. Also save some water. But then some place can say that it's a problem because the water is mukta in Shabbos, because it's noilad, and as a isul mishtamash noilad, a lot of places can hold, you're not allowed to flush such a toilet in Shabbos. Mice was a whole chuvis, but the place came. Lemaisa, it's not so poshut lemaisa to use such a toilet in Shabbos, because lemaisa the water is noilat and it's the isur mishtamish b'muktzah b'Shabbos. And muktzah is not bottled because yesh lematirim after Shabbos, man, the water is not bottled. Okay, I'm not going in. It's a big argument. Some people say it's an eitzah to put it at the bottom, but so lekatchila lemaisa, not to have the mazgan going on plants. So what is the eitzah? Sometimes everything is plants. So the eitzah is to go to the place of the pipe that it will hit, the first hit, it will not hit the plant. Then it will, you put like a stone there. So the melee, even when the water leaves the machine, it's not directly on the plant. So it's a koyach koychoy, it's psikresha deloy nichele, yeloy nichele, and it's a grome. And shviz b'zman hazeh de rabbanon, and watering was only on the loch of the rabbanon, so kula hai v'hai, we matir. But again, lekatchila, lemoshul, this, Shem Zaman Oerbach, I remember told us when we came back from a levaya, lemoshul, as Hashem will be no levayas, aber if chas v'shal will be levayas in shviz, so when you come back to yeshiva, where you wash your hands? Everyone knows you're not allowed to wash on the floor. Right, so you go to the side. In shviz, you're not allowed to do this because there's plants there. So you have to water in a place that there's no plants. It's a big problem. So I remember we came back once from a levaya with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he went and he washed on the plants. So I don't remember if it was myself or not. Someone ran and chapped his hand. I don't remember who it was. I don't want to remember, it doesn't make a difference. But so Shlomo Zalman said, "You think I don't know the aloha?" I said, "You know, the state, poishtei afilu bashuk, yeah? If you see someone's doing aveira, you have to jump on him afilu bashuk." So Shlomo Zalman said that when it's pouring rain anyways, so it's not to yellis that extra water. The Hainu, Normally, you're right. During the summer, if you wash on the plants, it's not going to be a problem. But it's pouring rain now. The plant doesn't have nothing from this. So in Shabbos, could be to be also yet. But Avada in Shvis, that the Isur is to help it to grow, Chaygat is mutter. Now, some places can say the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of people hang laundry. Not everyone has dryers. Now, the laundry drops. It has drops. So the machmirim don't do it on top of places that you have. Again, because you're watering plants. So again, so that's what I'm saying. On the marshal, when you... different zachen, you know, you have to be makbid, you know, hanifne baderech. And some people also hold you have to be makbid. You know, a person has to make tzrochov. I'm just talking that the meraglaim are not helping the fruit. I don't know the materials. It's a big argument if meraglaim are good for trees or not. I heard kach shomat v'kach shomat. El ma'is is mishtabur in l'cheshabes. It is mazik. You have to know the materials. But again, if it's mazik, if it's not mazik, so when a person goes to the side and he's older than Adam, you have to know in shviz. So what do you do again? So the eitz is alamol, not directly. Dahainu, to make the water not, but if it's b'koyach sheni, again, while we're handling a melochet the rabbanon, and it's p'sikreisha d'loy nichalei, so you might be that the water doesn't go directly. This is alamol de'etze. But you have to know, this is, if you don't realize in Shviz, you wash your hands, you go to a hike, you wash your hands, this is again a sukkah style. Simchas beis ha'shoiva. You finish the drink, you know, you pour out the water, the left, over. Doing in the chotzer, in the sada, shviz. Now, lemaise, so we'll go to the next step. So we know Zriya v'chrisha, we know that as meloches, and zachen that keep the thing better is meloches derabbanon, and we said these zachen a person has to be careful. Now a person is living in a building, I'm saying, it's a quick question when you rent an apartment, if you get rights or not. So the ma'isa, the best thing for the yeshiva bochim is to now to say that you don't want no schusim in the land, you don't want to, if you're renting an apartment in an apartment building, so bederka al tzlo, you have schusim and everything. The garden is a little bit yours. You rent everything. To say, if you know that the people are not shomer Torah or mitzvahs, or they don't know how to be shomer Torah or mitzvahs, so you don't want to have a chelek. Now, if even so, you know, you're living in an apartment, in Machal Dotel Lamazogen, you own an apartment, and it's a couple of fried buildings, and all the people that live in that area, the ma'aseh, it's mixed buildings, and the van abayit there is very stark, that shviz. So it's divided to two. You have some buildings that the friar neighbors not only want to water the garden, they want to plant some nice trees, covered shviz, you know, they want to make melochas. Then if you most poiskim, lekatchila, you have to be mafkir yusod. Because it's melochas deraise, and it's the isur shviz asa'oritz. If they're not planning to do melochas deraise, we said, not only planting, if they're, marshall, they're cutting the bushes to grow better, it could be also melacha deraisa. But if the only problem is that they're watering it, you have to tell them that you don't want, and you have to try to stop them, and it's a shame if you're allowed to pay the vadabait. Because if you're paying the vadabait, you're paying the price, the maestro will use this money. So like Katrila, you have to say you don't want to pay the vadabait. They have to manage on their own. If they'll take it to court, you're allowed to pay it. But you have to tell them, I'm makpid gomo that you will not use it for that, and then they don't listen to you. The machmirim even melochas derabbanan. The ma'isa, the poiskim hold that even if you mafkir it after shviz, it stays yours. Now, if you rent out an apartment to someone, it's the same problem. You own an apartment and you rent it out. But if that person has a plant inside, so then you don't have aveir. Only if he's using your land. But if he has a plant, it's not a problem. So. Let me get it to the next step, but it's negata avodas karka, that is more matzik. So I think, maybe I'm mistaken in one word that the oilam will remember. There's no isur be'etzem stamp to cut off leaves and trees. The isur k'tzire doesn't mean like Shabbos, there's an isur toilish. Make a clean sikum, that'll be klo. There's no isur toilish and shviz. The isur is making the things growing better or causing things to grow. Now, doing things to grow better or causing things to grow is if you cut it in a special way, or if it's in a place that you're preparing the karka for growing better, even if it's not near kavana. These are the two zachen that are also to do be'etzem and shviz. Now, you're not allowed to water, so you have to be careful every water that comes because of you, that it will not go like a tchila and plants. Again, but the evil we said in the air condition, all these zachen, it's einu miskaven, it's not nichalei. But the evidence muta, again, but the evidence muta, you come to a place, you rent an apartment, a vacation apartment for a week. You come and you see the pipe goes down to the field. And you press the button. Some people say, if you go to these places, you know, Tzimmerim, all these places, and there they have the pipe, some of them specially put the pipe near the tree, because they want to save water that the tree will grow. It's kedai take in shviz to move away the pipe. Because it's made to water the plant. Again, it's a middle, you press, you're not mechayim, but lemaise, the guy made a system that, you know, the air conditioner is running here 24 hours a day. He doesn't have to water his plants. So mechayim, you have to move it. This is be'etzem, the leichte halachas, that are not so much negea, but you have to know about them. I want to speak about the second halachas, about the plants in the house. This is be'etzem, kimat very negea in shviz. We have to make them one akdome. Again, this akdome will be negea later when we speak of all the halachas lemaise. The Yerushalmi in Orle has a suffix. Sodech olo isizra kilayim. What if it's not a sode? Yotzo bais. The Yerushalmi has a tzadar in a house, is no shviz. Now we have a suffix. The Yerushalmi doesn't have an answer. So the Pesach Shulchan says, suffix de rabbanu lekule, and a house is no shviz. The Chazanish says, ikore de reise is a shviz also in a house. But we will use it to tzirufim. I will get in a second to the tzirufim of this week. But I want to tell you why this is very negeya to what Be'ezus Hashem will be speaking about when we go all the practical halachas and the peiros for this mamish negeya to every yid. What means a house? Two beds, a kitchen. What needs to be a house? Some people say a bed, a kid's room. What is a house? Some guys can say every greenhouse is called a house. And this is what they did be'etzem 7 years ago. This year we'll get to it later. What they did 7 years ago, before they gave back the lands in the end of Aza there, so they had Gush Katif. It was a place called Gush Katif. Now that place, they make leaves without bugs. For Morer, it's very good. Now the problem is that the Yidden are doing it in Shviz, Vastutna. So the coolest war that it's not so posh that it's Eretz Yisrael there. And they did cover more coolers, and also it's a greenhouse. So Lefi Yerushalmi could be it's Bichlal not Shviz. So Rebbe Eliashiv b'tziruf that it's a house, and maybe it's not Eretz Yisrael, and another couple of tzirufim that we'll see later, they will matter. This time, they don't have Gush Katif. They found different places they will do. So this is a shaylik. A house is noyek shviz or not. Lemaise, the halacha sheniskablo beklal Yisrael is that we are machmir in a house, that shviz is negia also in a house. But, in a second you'll see, where's the nafkamina? I'm leaving a second the shaylik of the house, and I'm going to the second shaylik. A plant. Chazal asks, is a isur shviz midayraise? What if you have a plant? So if the plant is outside in the street and it's out, it's nokuv, it has holes, lekula alma, it has a aloche, like the floor. What would be if it's closed completely? It's only with the rabbanon. So gemore, tafches, taftes, otzit she'en a nokuv is also with the rabbanon. What would be if it's not nokuv and it's in the house? The Chazanish said, ha-meikil lo yipsit. If a person has a plant in the house, Chaznish said, if he has a plant in the house, so b'meile, a meikel lo yifsit. Why? He's using three tzirufim. It's a plant, it's only the rabbanon. It's in the house. So in the house, the Yerushalmi has a suffix, Michlal. No. So it's the Rabbonon twice. Shmiz was man azed the Rabbonon, and it's in the house that Lefid I'm sorry, Shmiz was man azed the Rabbonon. It's a plant that is also the Rabbonon, and the Yerushalmi has a suffix, Michlal, and Shmiz is not. So the Chazanish said, I make a lo yifsid. Why it's very nagia? Because now we go duch the halachas of a plant, and we'll see like this. To plant in an otzit she'ein a naku, for sure it's awesome. Now, otzit nakuv is otzit that has a hole, or otzit nakuv doesn't have to have a hole. If the leaves stick out of the otzit, it's also called otzit nakuv, because the leaves could suck from the sides. So if you're speaking on the street, and you have an otzit in the street, other if it's nakuv, other if the leaves stick out, we look at it like a normal land, is isur zriya, isur to water it, all of the halachas, the zelbe halachas. Now, if the otzit moves into the house, now what makes the otzit nakuv? We have in our house tiles. Maybe, even if the otzit is nakuv and it's going out the sides, but you have tiles on the floor. So the tiles on the floor will be the chatzitza. If it's only cement, the shaila. Because cement, things go through the cement. But when you have tiles, it's complete clothes. So the poskim have a machlekes of that. And the poskim say like this. If it's the bottom floor, and you have tiles on the bottom floor, then we look at it, ki'ilu, it's a floor. So then if the otzit has a hole, or if the things are sticking out the otzit, we look at it like otzit naku. If it's the second floor, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds that it's ready not naku. The Reb Eliashiv holds that it's us. Now, so lefi Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, lemaise, if you're in the second floor, be'etzem, lefi the Chazanish, ki'ilu you don't have plants. Why I'm saying it, you come to a lot of houses, you'll see in Shviz, they use their plants, ki'ilu is no Shviz. They're in the second floor, they have a land under it. Bais, Zman Hazeh, not Noku, Ameke lo Yifsi. Avad lefi Reb Eliashiv, it's not enough. But Reb Eliashiv says, if the plant is closed completely, and it's only the leaves sticking out, so even though we said that the leaves are like Kilu it's Nokuv, but Val it's a Chumre, and it's a second floor, and a Chumre, and it's only leaves, Zokab El Yashiv, here I also hold that it's like a Otzit She'ein a Nokuv. Now, some people are Machmer, and they say, you're right, Chazanish said, I make you Lohivsi, we choishesh. Even a plant, even second floor, even not Nokuv, we choishesh. But, not that, I'm saying second floor. But, they only choishesh in melochas deiraisa. Meaning to say, to cut the plant to grow nicer. Or if someone will tip it over, to put it back in. Or but to water it, that it's a melocha derabbanon, they don't think twice. I want to explain. This is most clear. So. A plant that you have to think twice means you have to wait till you see it's dry. And then you're allowed to water it only how much you need. And not only that, if you see it's drying up, and you know that it will only dry a little bit, but after Shviz you could save it, you're not allowed to water it. So you could go out of your mind. When you're allowed to water it, when you're not allowed to water it. How much you're allowed to water it. Again, so the Eitzah is what you do is, if you're in the second floor, or if even if you're in the first floor, you do the otzitz to make it Eina Nakuv. What you do is, you put something under it, a silver foil, a plastic. If it's the second floor, we said it's easier. But again, if you want to be Machmir Reb Eliashiv, you put something under it. And then, legabi watering it, you forget about Shviz. It's Melochet HaRabbonon, B'toy Chapayis, B'zman HaZeh, Otzit She'ein HaNokuv. It's like four the Rabbonons, the Melochet is the Rabbonon, the Otzit is the Rabbonon, Shviz B'zman HaZeh the Rabbonon, Sofek of the Yerushalmi. You're allowed to water it normally. But, you have to remember, this is only if it's inside the house. Some people have plants outside the porch. These are already, like, outside. If it has holes, it's mamish deraisa. If it doesn't have a hole, it's a derabanan. But then you only could water it when it dries up. Or if you have a porch and the porch is open, then it becomes a deraisa. Or at least it doesn't have the heter of the house. Now is another aloch. And this is the aloch to the people that want to become machmirim. Here sometimes they have a kula. So what all the shroom people, they hear the shear, they go home now, and miyad they start to put plastics under all the plants. We're taking care for shviz. Very good. Then sukkah comes. Oh, we have to build a sukkah here. And this porch, we're opening it, we have to build a sukkah. So they start to move the plants into the house. So they take it off that plastic and they put it on the floor. This is a reya and shviz. Before it was Eina Nakuv, it was a derabanan. Now they took it off the plastic and they put it out and became a Nakuv. Lemoshel, Rabbi Yashiv holds, a person is inside the house. We said Rabbi Yashiv is Machmir, but Machmir is only Chumre, right? So Me'ikir Adin inside the house, we said, second floor, it's not Nakuv, it's a Hefsek. Rabbi Yashiv is Machmir, but Me'ikir Adin not, right? Now he wants to move an apartment. So he takes it out of the street. So it becomes Nakuv. When he walks it in the street, it becomes Nakuv. It was inside the house, now it's inside the field. So Rabbi Yashiv holds, you can't move an apartment in Shviz. Shmuel Zalman says Shviz is not a jail. So Shmuel Zalman holds you're allowed to, and he holds even that you're changing the statue of the outseats back and forth, he says, Hashem asered avoidas karka. This is not called 2 minutes ahead, 2 minutes ahead. He says, the Gemara asked the Kasha in Otzitz, if a person writes a get and an Otzitz and he picks it up and down, the Gemara wanted to passel it mitzad mechusar ktzitze v'tlisha. For the Gemara, no, the Gemara, but in Shabbos it's also. The Gemara, Shabbos is different. So Rosh Hashanah, Shviz is also different. In Shviz, you have to have a meloche. So Rebbe Yashiv holds when you move an apartment, you see all the frumers, to wrap it in plastics and to take it with plastic to the other house. Put plastic under it, and like this, you see the frumas move apartments. All the plants are inside plastics. Firim Shmuel Zalman, you're allowed. Now, as another chumra of Firim Eliashi, with some people, they don't move the plant inside the house because if you pick it up, before it was mamish mechuba, you pick it up, you move it. So when they move it in the house, they just move. They go on the floor. Again, Shmuel Zalman holds with dafnish. So again, if it's in the second floor, you could easier say Mechan Reb Shlomo Zalman. Why? Because could be the whole floor is Nakuv anyway, and it's inside the house and we have the Yerushalmi. Again, some people say Reb Yashiv also said that inside the house you're allowed to pick it up and put it down for a couple of minutes. Now, another Chumre, if a person has the Otzitz and he opens the shades, and because of that the Otzitz will grow better, Rabbi Yashiv holds it's also to do it in Shviz. You're not allowed to open the shades that they will bring more sun on the plants. Again, Shmuel Zalman holds if you do it for 2 minutes and you're not mechaven, it's not derech zriya and Shviz, and it's mutter. Now, legabi flowers. So I'm saying, so the etzem is be'etzem for every person is inside the house. To make it Eino Nakuv, you have to know, kimat every material that we have today makes it Eino Nakuv, chutz from wood. Wood is not so posher, but plastic, hard plastic, silver foil, all these things, metal, could make it Eino Nakuv. Wood, you have to know what kind of plant it is. Flowers, it goes like this. You're allowed to put inside your house, you're allowed to take flowers and put them, and say, flowers that no one did have aveiros in them, and you're allowed to put it in a vase. Of water, even that the flowers will open in Shviz. Why? L'chure, you're causing the flowers to open in Shviz. But the heterim are very poshut. House, otzit shein anakuv, it's not even a ground, it's only water. Water is not called real planting. Now, if it's not inside the house, again, this guy that comes here, the yellow car, now he brings flowers here. Now he has them in the car. He doesn't want them to dry up. He puts them inside the water. So the poskim say he's allowed to put it inside the water because he's doing it only for a couple hours and it will not grow. The hayim. If you have a vase that you're not putting him inside the house, you're putting him in the street, and you want the flowers to open, then it's also. But if you're only doing it not to dry, so then even in the street you're allowed to do it inside a vase, because it's not called a field. So this is Pachas Yisrael, the halachas that are negeya legabi the isurim halacha. Again, a person doesn't remember, he has to know legabi the moving plants or taking care of plants, he has to ask a shaila. Legabi flowers inside the house, he doesn't have a shaila, but if he wants to put inside on the street, then he has to ask a shaila. So they get to the people that sell aroves, all these achen also, they put them inside the water. Mr. Hashem, next week we'll start to go legabi the kedusha of the faith. Yes.
No, no. It's moving from one place to other places too.